Doyon, the Alaska Native Regional Corporation for the Interior, got some bad news today. A panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit ruled the FCC was right to deny bidding discounts worth billions of dollars to a Doyon subsidiary called North Star Wireless. Essentially, the court says Doyon's partner, a massive telecom giant, can't hide behind an affiliate to claim benefits intended to help small and minority-owned businesses. But as Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports, Doyon is claiming a partial victory.
Dish Network, a massive player in the telecom world, cleaned up at an auction in 2015 for spectrum, that is, the right to use the public airwaves for cell service and wireless internet. Dish coordinated with two smaller companies, and together their bids totaled $13.3 billion. Then, Dish and its affiliate said they only had to pay $10 billion because the smaller companies qualify for discounts available to small businesses. The late Senator Ted Stevens helped create the spectrum auction, and thanks to him, there's an exception that allows Alaska Native corporations to qualify as small. Federal Communications Commissioner Ajit Pai told senators at a 2015 hearing, the Dish-Doyon deal is outrageous.
To be frank, I'm appalled that a corporate giant has attempted to use small business discounts to rip off American taxpayers to the tune of $3.3 billion.
Dish owns 85% of North Star. Doyon owns a portion of the remaining 15%. But Doyon Vice President Sarah Obed said outside the courthouse last fall that Doyon runs the show.
Dish Network does not manage North Star Wireless. We do. And so that's something we're really proud of.
The FCC, though, looked into the contract and decided Dish really holds the strings. Dish has financial say, and the FCC says the contract terms pressure Dish's partners to sell their stakes to Dish after 5 years. The appeals court judges agreed Dish does play an outsized role in North Star. But the judges also say the FCC should have given the companies a chance to change the terms of their contract so Dish doesn't have control of the subsidiary. Doyon, in a written statement, says it's studying the decision and welcomes the opportunity to work with the FCC to resolve its concerns. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.